This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors with you. Boy, it's been 4 years. You wonder why I'm exhausted. I never get exhausted. It's been a four-year battle for me to get Trump reelected. It was only a two-year battle to get him elected the first time. It's 4 years of fighting every day. And the first time, I wasn't even on the radio or TV when it all started. But I was making lots of guest interviews. And now, you know, it's pedal to the metal all day long. 4 hours a day, 3 hours in the afternoon. Here in my drive time show, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. We're on Unfiltered, and then in the morning, I've got my morning Vegas-only show, Wayne Allen Root Live and live and Local Early Edition on KBET, 790 AM, the great Edward Stoltz, making it all Wayne all the day on KBET. Occupy Vegas Radio, we call it. And 4 hours a day of doing this, and up until a few months ago, an hour of TV on Newsmax TV. And I'm about to sign a deal that will put me back on TV starting in January. You'll see me every day again with a TV show. So lots and lots of work to get to this point. So I'm just exhausted and excited and titillated and thrilled and looking for a big, big night tonight. And do expect a big, big night. I expect a big Trump win. And, yeah, they won't allow him to say it's a win. They won't make it official yet. There'll be mail-in ballots to count. There'll be lawsuits. There'll be Supreme Court battles. But you'll pretty much see Trump win tonight, and then the battle will begin, and I'll bet we have the best lawyers in the country, and we'll win those battles, and we'll win in the Supreme Court with Amy Coney Barrett. But it's been a long run. That's my only point. It's been a long time. No major upsets so far. You know, a place like Virginia filled with government employees, they're projecting for Biden. Kentucky, a conservative state for Trump. Indiana, a conservative state for Trump. New Hampshire would be an upset. They're projecting, it looks like he's won New Hampshire, Trump, which would be a pickup. You know, Hillary won New Hampshire 4 years ago. So this would be a pickup. That would be the first pickup of the night, you know, where you pick up someone else's state, if that's official. I heard he was leading in New Hampshire, and my buddy just texted me and said, Donald Trump, look, likely Trump wins in Kentucky, Indiana, and New Hampshire. Will that, you know, a New Hampshire win would absolutely, you know, narrow the path for Biden to victory. Absolutely. So that would be good. You know, that's taken whatever they've got, three or four electoral votes away from one side, giving it to the other. Nothing wrong with that. By the way, this entire open of the show is sponsored by the new War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. Each podcast, I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem, and I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week, specifically for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. So the early news is we're leading in Florida, doing really well, and that's no surprise to me. I predicted that in my synagogue speech on Friday night, that Florida was ours. All the early voting indicated we were going to win Florida, and now the voting today with registered voters, registered Republicans, 200,000 plus up over registered Democrats, and I do believe we're going to do okay with a lot of registered Democrats and independents too. So that looks really good in Florida, and Ohio looks really good. Florida Republicans reduced Democrats' overall ballot lead to only 6,000 in the first 3 hours of voting, and then they went up 200,000. So they're coming in like banshees in Florida. They really are. And I'll tell you what, it's got them so nervous, the Biden side, that the Biden campaign asserts it can win without Pennsylvania and Florida. Really? Why are you talking about that? Because you're not going to win Pennsylvania or Florida. And if you don't win Ohio, and we just flipped you on New Hampshire, It's getting really narrow, really narrow. So we'll see whether Biden has a path to victory, especially if he gave up Arizona and Trump has Arizona. The path's getting really narrow for Biden. So we'll see. J.P. Morgan. You know, J.P. Morgan, all the Wall Street firms have acted as if a Biden win would be good for them. As of a month ago, it was blue wave coming, blue wave, and it's going to be so good for us. And because, you know, that's the way Wall Street is. They're a bunch of BS artist salesmen. And so they want to make a case, no matter who wins, it's good for them. All of a sudden, they flipped. You know why? Because they see that Trump's about to win. J.P. Morgan sees the S&P tumbling to 2,500 in the case of a blue wave and surging to 3,900 if there's a red wave. So if Democrats win big, the S&P tumbles to 2,500. If Republicans win big, it surges to 3,900. Who do you want to vote for? Are you suicidal? Do you hate yourself? Do you hate your bank account? Do you hate your retirement account? Do you hate your stock account? Do you hate your real estate? I mean, come on, folks. How stupid do you have to be to vote for them? You know? How stupid do you have to be to vote for Democrats? So, there you have it. Even J.P. Morgan admits a Republican win is much better for Wall Street, much better for the average person. And I bring up this case again. If Biden's win is a certainty, why are the Democrats boarding up their cities? Why are all the big cities boarding up? If Biden's going to win, and he's supposed to win by 10 points, oh, Biden's got it, it's a lock, then explain to me why they're boarding up all the big cities. Doesn't make much sense now, does it? By the way, this moment in New Hampshire, at this moment, Trump is up big. But we'll see. It's early. It's still early. Nobody's called New Hampshire yet. But Trump is up pretty big in New Hampshire, 61-38. But who knows? You know, those things are very tricky. I remember last time around, I was nauseous when I left the air. Because when I left the airwaves, we were still losing in Florida. And then the good counties came in, one after another. And we had Florida. And then the whole map changed. And Trump had a path to victory. And within an hour and a half, the betting odds were moving so dramatically. It was incredible. Trump went from a 61 underdog to like a 30-1 favorite, you know, with a few states left to go. It was really funny to watch the board change. It was just so dramatic and so quick. So that was, you know, when I left, I went to dinner. And at dinner, it was already a fait accompli that Trump had won the election. When I left at 6 o'clock at night Vegas time, my show, it was not any such thing. An hour later, it was clear that Trump was sweeping the board and winning. So, you know, and by the way, 3 hours later, nobody on the mainstream media still knew that. Matter of fact, I was hired to go, I think it was Channel 3, I believe. Channel 3 in Vegas hired me to be an election night analyst back then, 4 years ago. And so I was checking in about 9 o'clock, I'd be there. So I went to dinner with friends, and then I went over to Channel 3. And my point to you is, when I got to Channel 3, I knew the odds were now, like, infinitesimal. There was no chance for Hillary to win. Because bettors know. And it was 6-1 odds against Trump. And then it went to 4-1. Then it went to 3-1. Then it went to 2-1. Then it went to 1-1. Then all of a sudden it was 2-1 Trump. Then it was 4-1 Trump. Then it was like 30-1 Trump. So bettors understood there was zero chance for Hillary to win at that point. And yet when I walked into Channel 3, first of all, the whole newsroom was a morgue. Because they knew it was going bad. There was a morgue. And they were depressed. But they were like, it's not over. It's absolutely not over. I said, it's over. The betting odds are now 30-1 on Trump. They're saying there's no chance for Biden to win at 30-1. That's not a long shot. That's zero chance. And they were like, no, you're wrong. And they were arguing with me. And I said, no, I'm not wrong. It's over. So the bettors will tell you very quickly. You know, by the time I leave this show tonight, by 7 o'clock at night, 1 hour after I leave the show, when I'm talking West Coast time, which is 10 o'clock East Coast, I'll check in with my buddy who's a big-time bookmaker. And he'll tell me what the betting odds are. And if Trump has suddenly moved from a slight underdog to a huge favorite, that's it. It's over. You can already tell what's going on based on the bettors and the betting odds. But I could tell you based on the closing numbers. I could tell you based on the early voting. Democrats needed a certain percentage to win on Election Day. They had to get a certain percentage of the early voting. And they didn't in almost any swing state. They didn't. And so if we come out in the numbers we're supposed to, we win all those states. And, you know, that would tell you why we're leading in New Hampshire. I think it's going to be a big night for Trump. But Democrats are boarding up all their cities, and, you know, they would tell you it's because we don't want to take a chance. You never know what might happen. No, they know what's going on. They've seen the polls. You know, as I said to open hour number one, First of all, White House spokesman Kayleigh McEnany predicts a landslide Trump win. And a landslide Trump win, and mentions that Trump has a lock on the swing states of Florida and Ohio. So she said it's going to be a landslide night for Trump, and adds that Trump will win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, battleground states he carried in 2016. Those are all states where Real Clear Politics shows that Biden is up, but nobody, it doesn't matter. A, polls don't work anymore, and B, didn't you learn your lesson last time? Biden is up by less than Hillary was up in those states. If Biden's up by less than Hillary's up, and Trump wound up beating Hillary in every one of those states, then Biden's not going to win those states either. Polls don't work anymore because of the shy voter. Here it is. This is the thing I was looking for, and I couldn't find it. Real Clear Politics flips key states for Donald Trump in final days of the election. Real Clear Politics flipped four crucial battleground states from Joe Biden to Donald Trump. I didn't even know this till today. I had no idea. Trump has taken the lead in Iowa, Georgia, North Carolina, and Ohio. And in none of those, the lead was for Biden in all of them until the last couple of days. Trafalgar Group's Robert Cahali has warned that most polls are not taking the hidden Trump voter into account. As of this morning, Trump led in Georgia by 1%, North Carolina by 0.2%, Ohio by 1%, and Iowa by 2%. Biden reportedly had a 1% edge in Iowa days ago, but the Des Moines Register's newest poll over the weekend showed Trump leading by 7 points. I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be a big night for us and a very depressing night for Democrats. I still worry, you know, completely worry about voter fraud in a state like Pennsylvania, in a state like Michigan, in a state like Wisconsin. Voter fraud, state like Nevada. Voter fraud, ballot harvesting, mail-in ballots, late deadlines. Still worry me, but I think we got it.
An amazing day. I'm John Jubilee with Energized Health. What is the scientific breakthrough that even the United Nations gave me an invitation to come and share about? It is the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, literally becoming healthy at the cellular level of our body. Look, I want you to be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. When it comes to health and wellness, people have been teaching everything, every kind of diet, every kind of exercise, every kind of supplements. Look, friend, they all work for a minute, but life's a lot longer than a minute. And that's why for the last 23 years, I've been sharing the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. People reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, Meniere's disease, all types of back, neck, and pain issue. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but come check it out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Strauss Heart Drops is all about your heart. And they've sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke are number one killers. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas, too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. StraussNaturals.com. 15% discount for three bottles of any formula. This stuff is great. It just cleans you out. I mentioned in hour number one the cookie poll, and I know as funny as that sounds, 4 years ago I bragged to everyone about the taxicab poll. You know, I was the only guy who understood that that was more important than all the polls going on out there, than all the pollsters calling people. Was my friend sitting in a taxi asking everybody, who are you voting for? And it came up, Trump. And so I knew something was going on. And sure enough, now there's a cookie poll. And you can argue that it's in an all-white, you know, suburban or rural area of Pennsylvania, a half hour away from Philadelphia. But it doesn't matter because people get a choice of cookies from either the Democrat or the Republican candidate for president. And in 2008, they all picked Obama. In 2012, they picked Obama over Romney. In 2016, they picked Trump over Hillary. And that gave you an indication of how people were thinking around the country and how people were thinking in Pennsylvania, and that's why Trump won Pennsylvania. Well, guess what? This time, it was the most overwhelming number anyone's ever seen. 28,000 red cookies to 5,000. 20,000 to 5. Over 5 to 1, almost 6 to 1 landslide for Trump. In the suburban rural areas of Pennsylvania, at this one specific bakery that does this, Low Shells Bakery in Hatboro, Pennsylvania. I think a great sign. Great sign. And the money coming in at gambling sites, 93% on Trump in the last 24 hours. Why do you think that is? Everybody is now understanding. Maybe they all read my column. My column has traveled all over the world. I wrote two columns, actually. One where I predicted a Trump landslide, and another one where I explained why there would be a Trump electoral landslide, the reasons why Trump would win, number one, law and order, and the rioting plays into our hands, just like Michael Dukakis and Willie Horton in 1988. Number two, the economy and the 33% GDP played right into our hands. All great stuff falling into our hands at the last minute, and that's why people are breaking our way. And number three, COVID. You know, everyone thought they could use COVID as a hammer and just hammer Trump. That's what Democrats thought. Nope. It turns out the real issue isn't COVID. It's whether you want to be locked down or not, whether you want to wear masks for the rest of your life, indoor and outdoor, in your car, with nobody else in the car with you, or the police will pull you over and fine you. Democrats are insane. Democrats are suicidal. Democrats believe in misery. Democrats want to ruin all our lives. Close your business, cut off your income, and make you wear a mask for the rest of your life. No one can ever see your face again. Never have a party again. Never have a wedding again. Sorry, that's not the way I'm going to live my life. That's why everyone's breaking for Trump. And they're going to, believe me, they have to. No one's voting for masks for the rest of our lives, indoors and outdoors. No one's voting for a lockdown. You do understand that England is locking down. Germany is locking down. France is locking down. Belgium is locking down. I got to assume Italy's locking down. I haven't heard anything about it. I got to assume Spain's locking down because those two had bad COVID the first time around. It must be even worse this time. You know what that means? A germ's going around and people have the flu and very old people die from it. Okay. I don't have to close my business for that. I'm not going to close my business for that. Not going to happen. I'm not wearing masks for the rest of my life. It's ridiculous. I mentioned hour one. I was out to dinner at a beautiful five-star restaurant here in Vegas last night with my love of my life, Cindy, and we walked outside, and there was a celebrity. I'm not going to say the name. I never embarrass people, even other liberals. I should. I won't. I will not. But the celebrity and her husband, the husband was out there, and then the celebrity was, I guess, in the bathroom coming out, and we were talking to the husband also. He said, she's a Biden person. She's a Biden person, and you got to wear masks around her. And then she walks out and says, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And so we just walked away. I'm not going to even speak to someone who says, wear your mask outdoors. You just ate in a restaurant without a mask on for 2 hours, breathing in the air and the germs of 50 people or 100 people in that restaurant. And no, they're not sitting right next to you. They moved the table a few feet away, okay? So how come you worry about talking to me outdoors when you just sat in a restaurant with everybody's germs? This is the mentality of liberals. It's a mental illness. They're mentally twisted people. Something's wrong with them. No, I don't need a mask outdoors talking to you 6 feet away. She was like 10 feet away as she started walking towards us going, where's your mask? Where's your mask? And she wouldn't come near. And I'm just like going, what? People are so weird. Then you shouldn't go out. You shouldn't eat in restaurants. You shouldn't be out. Or you should keep your mask on in between every morsel of food. Strange people. You want to suffer? You suffer. I'm not suffering for the rest of my life. Trump, Mac.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With polls beginning to close across the East Coast, the presidential candidates are settling in for a long night of vote counting. Visiting the headquarters of his re-election campaign in Arlington, Virginia, President Trump told staff there he's expecting to have a great night.
I'm hearing we're doing well all over. I hear the lines are amazing. The lines have been amazing. And I think we're going to have a great night. We're going to have a great night. And we're going to have, much more importantly, we're going to have a great 4 years.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris told reporters in Detroit that she's confident in her campaign and believes there won't be the feared post-election unrest no matter who's elected.
I do strongly believe that we, whoever you vote for, will defend the integrity of our democracy and a peaceful transfer of power, and that there are certain lines that whoever you vote for, that we can vote across.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, nationally syndicated around the country on USA Radio Network. The Warrior is with you. The Root's on fire. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior and capitalist evangelist. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you, the house that Root built. We have our guest. Great. We got the Vice President of the United States. Honored to have him on the show. Big fan. Vice President Mike Pence, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Wayne Allen Root, it is great to be on with you. Thank you so much. Night before a great victory all across Michigan, where I'm speaking to you on Air Force Two, and I believe all across America. But thanks for having me on, Wayne.
Well, I know you're a little bit busy helping to run the country, so you probably haven't had time to read my columns and my commentaries. But I've spent literally weeks and months telling everybody I believed all along the polls were false. Polls were fraud. Polls did not measure. The whisper vote. I call it the whisper vote, you know, because everywhere I go, Vice President, everywhere I go, people say to me, oh, I'm voting for Biden, until they realize the room's empty, and then they lean over and go, I'm with you. I'm for Trump Pence, right? Everybody whispers it. And so I said this in 16. I predicted you guys would win in 16. I'm the only guy in the country that said electoral landslide against Hillary Clinton when you guys were down in every poll by 10. I said, you're not getting it. Everywhere I go, everybody whispers they're for Trump and Pence. And the same exact thing is happening again. Every poll that I believe in is now showing all the late-breaking voters are going for Trump and Pence.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a smashing victory tomorrow. What say you?
Wayne Allen Root, I believe you're right about the American people. Look, this is a freedom-loving nation. I know I'm talking to the capitalist evangelist, and I mean, people in this country believe in free enterprise. We believe in freedom. And I think what President Trump has done in this campaign, and all of us have endeavored to do, has been breaking through over the last month. It's really exposing. Joe Biden is going to be nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left. You've already got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders angling for seats on the cabinet table. He's endorsed a $4 trillion tax increase, a $2 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, people who listen to this program just deserve to know that he, as in the American economy, is getting back on his feet based on the strong free market stands this president took when he cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, fought for free and fair trade, and all the recovery and relief efforts that we provided to families and businesses. Joe Biden is talking about raising taxes, burying us in an avalanche of regulation, and shutting down the economy again. I don't think the American people are having it. I think the American people love freedom, and I think that's why you're seeing people rally to the cause of reelecting President Trump.
And by the way, you probably don't know this about me. You know me as a conservative talk show host, Vice President, but I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. So I do share something with you.
I know you were. You can't tell me anything about Wayne Allen Root. I know
there you
all
go.
About you.
All right. Well, that's good. So what I was going to say to you
is, one of the most prominent voices for liberty in America. And I just really have so much admiration and respect for you.
I appreciate that very much. And I was going to say to you that I'm pretty damn good judge of a great debater, and I thought your debate, the VP debate, I thought you did a smashing job, and I gave you like a 9.9 out of 10. I mean, I can't rate anyone any higher than that. You were steady as a rock, and you were great. You just ripped up Harris like she wasn't even there. Fantastic job. You are to be commended.
Wayne, that's high praise coming from you. I'm very humbled by that, but I'll tell you, I felt like, the opportunity to be on that stage and to talk about what we've done, whether it be in the first 3 years when we rebuild our military, revived the economy, appointed principled conservatives in record amounts to our federal courts, now 3 Supreme Court justices, stood with law and order. But the other part was, you know, I was just determined in that vice presidential debate to really make sure the American people knew what the Biden-Harris ticket was really all about. Kamala Harris was the most liberal member of the United States Senate in 2019. She was
worse than Bernie Sanders.
Sponsor.
Worse than Bernie.
She was left. Look, I served in Congress with Bernie Sanders. Let me tell you something. It is hard to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. but Donald Harris did. And she was the original co-sponsor of AOC's Green New Deal. She was the original Senate co-sponsor of Bernie Sanders' socialized medicine. And just taking that opportunity to really lay bare that, you know, whatever image Joe Biden has tried to project, the truth of the matter is that I think the radical left is in the saddle in the Democratic Party. And your listeners deserve to know, and I know they already do because the tremendous voice that you have. But it's Joe Biden, if he becomes president, they're going to cut the military. They're going to raise taxes. They're going to have an avalanche of regulations. They're going to try and abolish fossil fuels, ban fracking. And appoint activists to the courts. And I think, and they're going to pack the court. Wayne, I really believe it. I think
I agree.
There's no question in my mind. If they win the House, Senate, and the White House, they're going to add seats to the court and basically, you know, put liberal activist judges on new seats and drive their agenda from the Congress, from the White House, and from the courts.
Well, let me give you a perspective as really what I am more than anything else, a small business owner. I own about a half dozen businesses. And Vice President Pence, I got to tell you, the single thing that scares me the most in life, yes, I hate high taxes. Yes, I hate regulations. Yes, I hate Obamacare and the dramatic cost increases that came from Obamacare. All of them terrible. All of them made them hard for me to make money for those 8 years of Obama-Biden. But you know what the worst thing of all that scares me and keeps me up at night is the idea that they could close the economy for COVID. It's the flu. It's a bad flu.
Right.
It's a highly contagious
flu. And they will.
They will. They'll close the economy.
And they will.
And they will close businesses. And they will destroy capitalism in the United States of America. And no restaurant, Vice President, will ever recover from a second closure in Vegas. I don't care if it's in Chicago. I don't care if it's in L.A. You can't close us a second time because people are struggling for the first time. And the single biggest achievement of Donald Trump, in my opinion, of the Trump-Pence administration, is that we just heard the GDP, the economic growth, 33.1% in the third quarter. Donald Trump and you kept
right.
the economy alive despite COVID. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. We have to keep the economy open and alive despite COVID.
Wayne, it's such an important point, and it really is. Look, it's on the ballot. It's on the ballot tomorrow. Joe Biden said in August, quote, he would shut it down. Countries across Europe, I'm sure you've talked about this, are already starting lockdowns. There were traffic jams out of Paris 2 days
yes,
ago.
Yes, correct, in England.
People were trying to get out of the city before they started to lock them down again.
Correct.
And I guarantee you, if Joe Biden gets in the White House, he's going to lock it down. Look, when we did the 15 days to slow the spread, that we gained 45 days, we did that so that we would have time to stand up the greatest national response since World War II, to scale testing, to scale supplies, to make sure that we had the capacity to deal with whatever came. And we did. And no one was ever denied an ICU bed or a ventilator. When we had the outbreak this summer across the Sun Belt, we met the moment. We had the resources, the capacity. I mean, the reality is the way we're going to put this pandemic in the past is not with shutdowns. It's with a vaccine. It's with these new therapeutic medicines that are saving lives every day. But make no mistake about it. I mean, your listeners, your enormous listening audience has got to know if Joe Biden is elected, he's going to shut down this economy. President Donald Trump has said we are never shutting down this country again. We're going to have a vaccine. We're going to distribute it. We're going to defeat the virus, and we're going to keep opening up America again.
And there's a second part to the COVID whole scenario, Vice President Pence. And President Trump, I want both of you to understand, Americans hate backseat drivers. And I wish you guys would have driven home the point that Biden is the world's worst backseat driver. You were in charge when this terrible calamity, you know, this pandemic came to America, and then Trump put you in charge of the entire thing. And you did a fabulous job as a CEO. They weren't there. They weren't responsible. They don't know how it worked. You guys did the greatest job I've ever seen of getting supplies, PPE supplies, in the hands of hospitals and doctors and people that I've ever seen. And the media will not give you credit. I give you all the credit in the world.
I think what the American people did, under the leadership of this president and the way that he marshaled the whole of government and the whole of America approach, it is going to be for the history books. Now, look, we mourn with every American that we've lost. We truly do. But I was there when the scientists came in the Oval Office in early March, and they said, look, if we don't take the dramatic steps that we need to take to shut down a large part of this economy and spin up the supplies that we need, we're going to lose 2.5 million Americans, or 2.2 million Americans, Wayne. And the fact that we've lost as many as we have grieves my heart. But I have no doubt that because of the steps the president took, because of the incredible efforts of the American people, and if I can say this to a capitalist evangelist, because of the free enterprise system, private companies that stepped up, met the moment. We literally saved hundreds of thousands of American lives. But honestly, when you look at the Biden plan for COVID, I mean, other than a national mask mandate,
it's just lock us down.
Possibility of shutting down the country.
That's it. That's all he's got.
Exactly what we did already.
Right. That's all he's got. He's got the European way, and they bankrupted their people, and they've got a resurgence of COVID. Hey, Vice President, we've got to run. It was an honor to have you on. And by the way, the toughest cookie in the world is my beautiful, gorgeous fiance, Cindy Parker. She's listening to this interview, and she loves you. She loved you in the debate, and she sent me a text and said, please tell Vice President Pence I want him to run for president in 2024. So I just wanted you to know that. Cindy's tough cookie. Thank you, Vice President. God bless you.
Thank you, Wayne Alvaro. God bless both of you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747. Again, text Protect 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747.
Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Well, it's supposed to be Wayne Allen Root. I think he's back up en route to his studio. Producer Chris here. I'm going to try to fill in. I think I hear Wayne.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Welcome to your show, pal. You're on the air right now.
I am?
Yeah.
I was late?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I thought you were just talking in my ear. I didn't know we were
no.
on the air.
What happened? Did they get you?
No, I was just eating a little snack, relaxing, trying to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Bathing in the fun of having done the Vice President Pence interview.
Yeah, that was a great interview. So I'm going to hand it back to you right now. We're getting poll numbers fast and furious, and I'll get you some updates here real soon.
All right, get me some updates. Definitely get me some updates. You know, it's funny because this is the same thing that happened 4 years ago. You can't tell anything during my show. Nothing is going to happen until after the show. And you just can't tell. But I do know... it's funny because Fox News is showing Florida Biden up by a little bit right now. Nothing, you know, significant and nothing that determines the end result. But yet my friends who are very close to President Trump are sending me a note that say Florida's great. We're up by 10 in Miami-Dade County. Miami-Dade is a very liberal county. If we're up 10 in Miami-Dade, then you should be winning big in the entire state. So why are we down in the state? I have no idea. Maybe the early returns are just Democrat counties that have come in. But if you're up in Miami-Dade, why would you be down in any other Democrat county?
Hey, Wayne, I got some updated Florida numbers if you're interested.
Well, go ahead.
Right now, the president is only trailing former Vice President Biden by less than 100,000. So right now it's 1% difference between the two. And right now the estimate is an 82.9 or 96.7 on total votes casted in. I think they're projecting 11 million for the state of Florida for voting. So this is far, far, far from over.
Yeah. No, it's got to be early. I mean, he's winning in Miami-Dade by 10 points, they're telling me.
And I do have one update on a congressional race that we've been watching on the show. Laura Loomer did not win her election hopes. She lost Frankel there, so good fight by Laura, not by much, but it looks like...
What's the number, says he speak?
Let me get that for you. I was not ready for that.
Let's face it. Frankel is a huge incumbent. in a very Democrat county, and Laura is considered by by many to be an extreme right winger. I like her. I think she's great.
And I'll tell you what, she has nothing to hang her head about with these numbers. She picked, it was nearly a 30-point win for her, but Laura picked up 112,000 in that district. That's a miracle.
Oh, you're telling me it's still a 30-point win for Frankel?
Yeah, but she picked...
Like 60-30, you're saying?
Yeah, 63-34.
Yeah.
I'm just rounding you out, but her picking up 112,000, though, still speaks volumes. I don't think she's done with a political aspiration. She should keep going. Yeah. So that was a good night for her, Laura,
believe
it or not.
She's got to do a better job of picking what county you run in. I mean, I've always said there's no point in running suicide campaigns. This doesn't make sense. Yeah.
There you go.
No matter what, you know, the thing that's great about business is you can be number two. You could be Avis to Hertz or Hertz to Avis. You know, you can even be national, number three, and you still make billions of dollars. But in politics, if you lose by one vote, it was all for nothing. You worked your butt off for nothing. One vote or 1% of votes or 5 votes, whatever it is, you lost and that's it. You get nothing out of it. Zero. So, you know, you better pick your fights really well. You don't want to run in places where you have no shot. You just don't. The sponsor, by the way, of this segment of the show is X3 Bar, and I work out with it every day now. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. It only takes 10 minutes a day. And it's not just more effective than weights. It is 3 times more effective. Studies prove it. And that's why it's called the X3. 3 times more effective. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. The X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to now replace weightlifting. The key components of the X3 made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. X3 Bar. The letter X, the number 3, bar, B-A-R, x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. It is not an expensive product in the first place, but you get to save $75 by entering WAR and telling them you're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. x3bar.com, x3bar.com. Let's talk about all the celebrities who say they're going to leave the United States if Trump is reelected. Celebrities are claiming they'll flee if Trump beats Joe Biden 4 years after they vowed the same thing and they never left. When polls predicted a landslide victory for Hillary Clinton in 2016, more than a dozen celebrities, including Jon Stewart, Cher, Miley Cyrus, Samuel Jackson, Whoopi Goldberg, and Snoop Dogg, declared they'd be heading for the hills if Trump won. Chelsea Handler was the only star to come close to making good on the promise with a purchase of a home out of the country, but she later flip-flopped and came back to the United States. The 2020 presidential election has brought a new crop of celebrities who are considering leaving, or claim they're considering leaving, the U.S. if we re-elect Trump. Bruce Springsteen is one of them. Tommy Lee is another one, the famed Motley Crue drummer. Ricky Martin, famous in the 1990s for Living La Vida Loca. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen have said it. And I'll tell you what, we'll pass the hat and we'll buy you the plane tickets to leave. I won't buy you the mansion out of the country, but I'll certainly buy you the plane tickets. Sayonara, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. You're so stupid. Can you imagine, these are the richest people in Hollywood. They make tens of millions a year. They've got hundreds of millions in assets. And if Trump's reelected, their taxes are going to go way down. And there's going to be prosperity and more people will show up for their events and their concerts and their movies. And they're all for Biden, who will take money away from them and make sure that there is no prosperity and no one shows up for the concerts, events, and movies. That's what you call self-destructive, self-hating. Be right back. War.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.